Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the Equippers International Podcast, and we're studying the book of Romans. In the last episode, we finished Romans 11, looking at Paul's extensive discussion about Israel in Romans 9, 10, and 11. And in this episode, we're going to start chapter 12. Chapter 12 marks, I believe, another transition in the book where Paul moves into some very practical exhortation and teaching regarding the Christian life and proper attitudes and the way that the community of Christians are to live together with each other and with the world. And let me read from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. It's a very famous passage of scripture. It reads, "Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Well, like I said, it's a very, very familiar passage of scripture. It's a beautiful exhortation from Paul for us to live our lives sacrificially. He picks up the idea of the sacrificial system of the Old Testament, and instead of speaking about sacrifices of bulls and goats that were offered under the Old Covenant, he now says that our lives in the New Covenant are to be lived as living sacrifices, as putting ourselves on the altar and allowing our lives to be poured out as a living sacrifice before God. It's a wonderful picture, and he encourages us to do that in order that we might live a life that God is well pleased with. Literally, the word there, acceptable to God, is well pleasing to God. It's really a practical exhortation by Paul. Even the word there, spiritual service of worship, actually the word there is a rational service of worship. It's really just the right thing to do. In light of everything that Paul has lined out in the book of Romans regarding the Christian life, everything God has done for us, it makes sense that we would live our lives sacrificially for Him. Goes on to say in verse 2, don't be conformed to this age. Literally, the word there is age. I believe Paul was referencing the Jewish age of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. I believe Paul's encouraging the believers of that time, don't think the way that the Old Covenant thought process took place. This passage is full of Old Covenant imagery and moving people into a New Covenant mindset. The living sacrifices is a New Covenant mindset, not being conformed to this age. Age in the New Testament is a direct reference, not to some dispensational time frame of the future, but it's a direct reference normally to the Mosaic age, to the dispensation of Judaism and the way that the law operated and the way the temple practices operated. And he's saying this age is passing away. That's what happened in the New Covenant. The ages transitioned to a new age, to a new way of thinking. He's saying, don't be conformed to that old way of thinking, but be transformed in the renewing of your mind. You know, the renewing of the mind of the believer is one of the most powerful things that can happen in our lives, because so much of our belief system lays a foundation for value systems, and value systems lay a foundation for our actions. And so what we believe is very important. So if we're believing in some way that is contrary to the truth of God and to the ways of the new covenant and to the relationship that God has established for us in Christ and the way the believer should react and act in the world in which he lives now, and we're being conformed by something else, then it's very important for us to move from that place into a new place. A new place in our thinking. And that's why being transformed in our minds is so, so very important. So I want to encourage you with this passage this morning, just to consider your own life. How do you bring your life as a living sacrifice? What are the things that you are doing in your attitude, in your heart posture, in your motivations every day, in your relationship with those around you, in your relationship to God? How are you bringing yourself and putting your life literally on the altar before God in a very rational way, in a very sound way, in your thinking, renewing your mind daily, thinking as God would want you to think according to His truth, so that your life can actually be a testimony? This is exactly what Paul's saying at the end of this verse, that our lives would prove the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And so, as we live our lives in a sacrificial way, as we give ourselves as a living sacrifice to God, and as we allow God's Spirit to renew our minds, then our lives begin to express that which is good and acceptable and perfect before God. You know, I love a quote from Oswald Chambers in his devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. I read that devotional for years, and I recommend it to people all the time. It's a daily devotional for 365 days out of the year. And in one of those devotions, he says, "The Christian life that's lived fully surrendered and for God and has allowed the Spirit to renew them in God's way of seeing things, the Christian's life is the will of God." When we put ourselves in this place, our lives actually prove the will of God. It's not that we're going around trying to find the will of God for our lives and search out what we believe is the perfect thing that God wants us to do. No, as we live according to God's pattern, as we live sacrificially, as we embrace the grace of God in our lives and all that He's done for us in Christ, it makes perfect rational sense that as we live in that place, our lives will be a living testimony of what is good and acceptable and perfect before the Lord, and it will be a blessing in our lives and the lives of people around us. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.